Hello, everybody, and welcome to a Jamesless and hopefully much, much shorter comic book podcast.
Maybe this one will keep me awake.
Yes, that's why Bofi dropped out yesterday. He fucking fell asleep. Because we did spend
half an hour of Mass Effect talk,
followed by an hour of Batman talk.
I wasn't even awake for the hour of Batman talk.
Yeah, and let's not forget that you guys were like, oh, let's put a spoiler warning in now for Batman. About a half hour. So, like, people probably came in a half hour and they're still talking about it.
Yeah, just like, half hour. So then this happens. Damn it! Okay, so yeah, we're here talking about talking comics. Today, the podcast is brought to you by, let me pull up our sponsor thing. I should have done this before.
Just roll the dice.
Yeah, no, but I forget all of our sponsors.
Oh, you see this? He throws it at me out of nowhere. Hey, do sponsors, and he's surprised when I forget them.
Okay, things from another world. Okay, so TFAW.com offers over 20,000 pop culture products, thousands of comics, toys, statues, apparel, graphic novels, and other collectibles. They carry a huge variety of popular entertainment products from hundreds of manufacturers, including DC, Dark Horse, and a whole bunch of other people. So, yeah, click the link at the bottom of the page, go check out them. They get, like, I think you get, like, 10 to 20%, I think they get, like, 10 to 20% off, like, retail prices and shit. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as always, we also have our own store. It's desoprods.com/store. We got shirts, we got bags, we got hoodies. The red thing just ended yesterday, so we don't have that anymore.
Yeah, there's going to be another sale coming up soon, but it's not one that anyone will go for.
Yeah. Buy 10 things, get 11 free.
Sweet. Kind of. It's like, spend $50 and get a free winter hat. Or toque, as we call it in Canada.
Yes, toque, the proper vernacular for a winter hat.
No, beanie. It's a beanie.
It's not a beanie.
It's a toque.
It's a toque.
It's a beanie.
Beanies and toques are different things.
I'm going to make a combo called beanie versus toque.
Okay, well, as always, we also have a Rocket Hub. It is less than 2 weeks left to donate money. Come on. I got 5 kids to feed.
Wow, you got kids fast.
I watched Total Recall, okay? I love that movie.
That should mean.
But like yesterday, I had get your ass to Mars. Today, I got five kids to feed.
Oh, all right, okay, nice, well done.
Tomorrow's probably gonna be, come on, go ahead and get these people out. We'll see you at the party, Richter. Or just me screaming at like Arnie. Just, ah, 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 ah. Or I turn into a puppet.
Do rumors.
I don't know what that is. Okay, well, as always, I'm your host, Dead Man. Join me today. We have Bobby Wan.
I'm totally awake.
And from his phone, we have Shax.
My internet is down.
Okay. So yeah, we're here talking about some fucking comics. So Shaq, what have you been reading? What one comic have you read? What one comic book have you read over this past 2 weeks?
Walking Dead number 5.
Good job. Now you're only 88 behind.
Yes. Now you're only 80 issues behind everyone else.
I'm getting there. Working kind of slowly.
Slowly but surely, you will eventually still be 88 issues behind everyone else.
No, I mean, sooner or later I'll have a day or something where I'll read 2 or 3 comics.
we'll just get to the point where like the series just stops and we're reading like issue 5 of the Walking Dead sequel series, and you're like, hey guys, I just finished the Walking Dead. It's like, great, now maybe you can start with The Walking Dead, The Adventures of Carl. I would like to see that.
Now, I'm sure I've said this before on the comic book podcast, but the writers have said that The Walking Dead will always follow Rick, even if he turns into a zombie.
Okay, that's gonna be cool.
I guess.
They're not sure if they're going to do that yet, but...
It's a possibility.
Like, if they're staying it, then they at least are thinking about it.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea that the writers are like, we're not sure where this is going to go. We just kind of let shit happen.
Yeah, it's just Kirkman just kind of sitting there at a desk like, wait a minute, I have to write an issue of The Walking Dead. And then just kind of throws shit at the wall and see what sticks.
It's after the conversation Kirkman had on the Adam Carolla podcast, it would have surprised me if he turns Rick into a zombie. Because they're talking about how, like, man, it's so great being a zombie. You don't have to pay taxes anymore. You don't have to worry about driving anywhere. Like, you know, traveling is easy because you just, you know, walk and stumble to wherever you're going and you're cool with it. He was saying, like, you don't know what you see when you're a zombie. Maybe everything turns into rainbows and donuts.
Or maybe your eyes just slowly deteriorate out of your skull and you see nothing.
Yeah, so I mean, I think there's probably a good chance that we're going to eventually turn into a zombie.
Yeah, everyone who's very often in the comic later on, this isn't a big spoiler, they kill off zombies or members of their party who became zombies because it's a mercy killing, you know? We're doing them a kindness, they're suffering. But how do you know the zombie is suffering?
Yeah. How do you know they aren't just feeling like you keep like a constant like any other just like constantly orgasming? Maybe that's why they're always groaning.
Yeah, like I mean, if you turn into a zombie, you know, like who knows? They might turn a corner into a science lab where they're like, hey, guess what? We just found the cure for the zombie. And it's like, fuck, we just killed Bob. Like, if we would have just let him go and just not killed him, he could be with us right now.
Well, I don't think so, because I've said this before, you cannot cure death.
Shut up. You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we how do you know that being a zombie...
Yet.
Being a zombie is the cure to death, seeing you are coming back to life.
Oh, the man makes a point.
Yeah, you're not technically coming back to life. Your brain just reactivated, and very small portions of your brain are reactivating.
But it's still you coming back to life.
Not really, because
cure for death.
Not really, because if you were coming back to life, then you would still have your personality and be able to like talk and shit. This is just kind of you shamble and eat.
But you're undead. You are back to life.
What about Stubbs? Does Stubbs count as
yeah, that's
back to life.
That's a good argument.
Stubbs.
Stubbs the Zombie. He was a guy from an original Xbox game called Stubbs the Zombie's Rebel. It's like Stubbs the Zombie Rebel Without a Pulse.
Yeah, I've got it in my hand right now because that's the one Ninja Kitty didn't put away.
Yeah, well, it's like a third person zombie action game built with a Halo engine.
And it's really fun. You play as Stubbs. You cause the zombie apocalypse in a futuristic town in the 1950s.
Yeah, you spend like the entire time trying to fuck the mayor's wife.
Nice.
And no, like, it's his mother.
Yeah, his mother. Yeah, the mayor's mother. You like use your liver as a bomb. You can like you can possess people with your hand. You can like roll your head like a bowling ball and blow someone up. But this is a video games podcast. That was
Stubbs would make a good comic, actually.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, you've got a zombie who's got like the regeneration powers of Wolverine.
Yeah, and he's funny and has a personality. It could be like zombie with an X, like that one thing that was out.
Maybe once Rick turns into a zombie, him and Stubbs can do like a crossover comic book where they team up.
I would see Stubbs crossing over with the mask.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Stubbs gets the mask.
Yeah,
are we
just
talking about the mask like the movie?
Yeah, like, which is based off a comic book.
He's based on.
Oh, shit.
I'm just thinking that the mask artwork would work well for Stubbs.
Yeah, and like that mask style of like that sense of humor kind of thing would be there too, because the thing with the original mask comic was like it would with the mask movie it applied cartoon logic with cartoon physics. So like it's like in that one bit in like some of the masks where like the baby picked up the two giant like dumpsters and then bashed them off some dude and they started just, like shaking back and forth like someone who got hit by two dumpsters in a cartoon. in the comic book, if that had happened, that guy would just explode in the, that guy would just, like, be flattened in a pool of blood.
And the Tommy gun scene is actually in the comic.
Yeah, and he actually just, instead of just shooting it into the air to scare them off, he just fucking shoots them.
Yeah. Stanley Ipkiss just fucking mows people down.
Yeah, and the mask, like, jumps from person to person.
Although there's a good deal of the time that Stanley Ipkiss has it.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, I remember, like, in the first few issues, like, I think it was actually in the first issue, like, Ipkiss has it, then he takes it off, and then his girlfriend shoots him and takes it.
Yeah, and then he comes back from the dead.
Yeah, what's kind of cool is, like, in this thing, I'm pretty sure Jim Carrey's character isn't the main character of the Mask comics. It's the cop guy who's chasing down the Mask.
He kind of is. He's the primary guy you follow with the Mask. I've been reading some of them recently. Yes. I have to read some more.
Yeah, so far, like, I've read, like, The Mask and The Mask Returns, and a lot of it is just Lieutenant Kellaway hunting down the Mask. Like, there's the Mask Hunt for the Green October.
Yeah, I guess it is technically Kellaway's story, because he's the one hunting the Mask so furiously, but he's kind of a dumbass.
Yeah, and the stuff that's been happening with, the stuff that happened with, like, Stanley, because that was happening in a flashback. Like, it was Ipkiss's girlfriend. She brings the mask to Lieutenant Kellaway. He goes to put it on. She's like, oh, dear God, no, don't put it on. And then she tells him the story of how Ipkiss got the mask, and then how she got the mask. Then Kellaway puts the mask, and then spends the rest of the series trying to hunt down the mask.
Oh, actually, I wouldn't say it's all Kellaway's story, because something happens when Stanley Ipkiss comes back from the dead. I'm not going to talk too much about.
Does it involve Walter?
I'm not sure.
Do you know who Walter is?
I'm forgetting who Walter is.
He's the big giant. He's like the giant metahuman dude who doesn't talk and is constantly trying to hunt down the mask.
No, it doesn't involve Walter.
Oh, I like Walter. Walter's nice. He's also the only one who's able to hurt someone when they're wearing the mask. Because I think like when Ipkiss has it on, like. Walter sees it, tries to go after it, and he just, like, punches Stanley the fuck out. And tries to take the mask off him.
So, right, we went on a tangent. Jax, did you read anything else? Or do you have anything else to say about The Walking Dead?
Yeah. I want to talk about issue number 5 a little bit, because I have issues with it.
Okay, so just for people who haven't read issue 5 in a while, refresh us on what happens.
Okay, so first of all, the comic book starts out with them doing target practice, which is completely the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Like, they're literally wasting bullets, teaching people how to shoot guns. It's like, that's your ammo. That's all you have. You'd be lucky if you ever get more, and you're shooting tin cans.
I disagree, and I'm literally going to quote the Zombie Survival Guide here. Ammo spent in training is better than ammo wasted missing. Because if you spend some ammo... Yes. The Zombie Survival Guide.
Written by Max Brooks. Right.
But it also says that the best weapons are like baseball bats and swords and axes and stuff like that, especially katanas. Because you never have to worry about it.
That's not a crowbar.
So it's like... No, that contradicts itself. It's but like, give these people that don't know how to shoot guns weapons like swords, machetes, and things like that, not guns. Because when you're shooting a tin can or missing a zombie, you're not hitting a zombie. So people that can't shoot weapons shouldn't have weapons like that. So that totally contradicts itself.
Okay, well, you need a certain number of people who know how to use guns, and they really... don't have enough of them.
They had Dale, they had Rick, they had Shane, I think, at this point.
Well, yeah, at this point you have two cops who have to be expert marksmen, I gotta assume, being that they are cops. Yeah, and then you got people like Dale and Carl or whoever else that know how to use weapons.
Sorry, I just gotta say, you must not live in London or have ever been to London, because the last time, like, some of the times that cops have fired their weapons here, they have emptied their entire clip aiming at one guy and not hit him.
Yeah, but this is these are like hick cops, so you know they spend all their time shooting.
Yeah, this is American cops where they train for stuff. Like, I mean, what happens in London? What's the worst thing? They have to go tell someone to mow their ass, or would they know how to shoot a gun?
There's plenty of violence here.
It's like an altercation occurred at a bar last night when someone called someone's Tuca Beanie.
Three people were shot.
Yes, none of them, and none of the shooters were cops.
Although the cops were firing.
Yes.
They just didn't hit shit.
Yes, two cops were injured in the assault. One of them shot the other one, then that guy shot himself again.
Alright, so...
I have to agree that... I will say, they need it later. It pays off later, but I guess I can't defend them too much based on that. I'm going to say it's always good to have people who know how to use a wide variety of weapons, so it's good to spend the amount of ammo training them rather than have someone with a gun panic and fire off all their ammo and die.
But did they need to train everybody?
No, they did not need to train everybody. You're absolutely right there. They could have trained a handful and saved themselves some ammo.
I figured like Andrea, Glenn.
Yeah.
Like Andrea, like she was good with a gun, but then Glenn, he's you know the guy who's always going into wherever they're going, so he needs to have protection.
Carl.
Yeah, and Carl, because you know he shoots people.
No, see, I'm gonna disagree with you in a minute here on that. But yes, I think I would have no problem with, or even if they had a reliable source of ammo, and. You know, or at least knew that there's somewhere down the line they would be able to get more. I mean, the fact that they'll never see another bullet again outside of what they already own. That's where it's like, mm-hmm. You guys are crazy.
Maybe they just assume because you know they're living in Atlanta there'll be like a gun store every alternate step, and every house will have at least a small like weapons cache somewhere.
True, you know, but like every time. Go ahead.
Spoiler alert. Without that training, they all die.
True.
Although I agree with that man, they definitely could have saved some ammo not training everybody.
Right. Okay, yeah, so that leads me to Carl. He's 7 years old and has a gun. I'm okay with him letting him squeeze off a few rounds, kind of get an idea. Of what it's like. I mean, I was like, I was 10 the first time I shot, and it was horribly bad. No one got shot, but it was not a good experience for anyone. and it was a shotgun.
Oh, not God. A pistol. Oh, God, dude.
But, for the fact that he's like, oh, everyone just let everyone know Carl's going to be holding on to his own gun from now on. It's like you're giving a 7-year-old. Fine, you want to be a stupid fuck that allows a 7-year-old to shoot a gun off, fine. But now you're going to give him his own gun and then tells everyone, make sure he doesn't take it out of his holster and let me know if he does. It's like, now we're all parenting your child because you're an idiot that's giving a 7-year-old a fucking gun? It's like, no, don't give us, it's 7. He's 7 years old. He should not be carrying a gun around with him. And who are you to fucking tell us to fucking watch your child for you?
A cop?
It's not so much, you know, watch it for him. You know, he's always got parents around or someone who's agreed to look after him. It's if we happen to miss it and you see it, just let me know and it'll be gone so you don't have to worry about it anymore. See, you're taking it at its worst possible meaning. You would be an asshole in the zombie apocalypse. I would shoot you in the fucking head.
I could be the smartest person there because I'd be like, don't give a 7-year-old a child. Done deal. If he doesn't have the gun, we never have to worry about him ever taking it out of the holster. There is 100% chance that he will never take a gun out of the holster if he doesn't have that gun.
But then there's also an increased possibility of he will get cornered by a zombie and not be able to defend himself.
That's not my problem.
Because give a kid a baseball bat.
Yeah, give a kid a baseball bat, he will likely tap a zombie. Give a kid a gun, he'll blow the zombie the fuck away.
probably not. Like, there's like one shot in the comic book where he pulls the trigger and blasts the zombie's head off, as if a 70-year-old just hold on to it like that. And just hold on to it like he's an adult. Like he's, yeah. I'm just like, yeah, that probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah, but he's like a seven. That. Yeah, but he was a 7-year-old from the south.
Well, I got to look at it as. Fuck, what's the writer's name?
Robert Kirkman.
Kirkman, yeah. I got a picture as he threw that in there as like look, he can handle a gun kind of thing. Like it's like when they're doing the shooting practice and like while I'm reading that part, first I'm thinking about how they're wasting ammo, but then I'm thinking about like that's loud. Zombies are going to hear that because you know it's clear in this universe of zombies that they are attracted to loud noises.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so you're making loud noises. That seems ridiculous to me. Like, you're just asking for them to come find you. And then, like, when they're all done with the target practice, the one, I think it was Frick or one of the other guys said, like, man, why do we have to practice so far away? And then I think it's Rick that's like, well, you don't want them following us back to camp, do you? And it's like, nice, write that in there. People like me who are thinking about that.
Yeah.
But I would argue that they still find you because of the shooting, because later that night they do, you know, at the end of the comic book get hit by zombies.
Yeah, and plus, like, they say, like, we don't want to follow them back to us, but, like, if, like, there could be zombies who are on the other side of your camp who then hear the gunshots and then walk through your camp.
Oh, true, yeah.
And so then, while you're gone, it's like while you're gone with all the guns, there's like one or two people here who decide not to go train, who are getting horribly eaten.
Yeah, I mean, they get back to camp, and there's like the one guy who's sitting there, you know, watching him, and it's they make it at least seem like he's by himself, so it's like not too bad, but it's still kind of stupid. It's like, dude, you're by yourself. Like, no, I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, well, and he says, like, well, you know, because Brick's like, oh, you come with us, you know, you probably could use a little practice yourself, you know, it's been a while or whatever since you shot a gun, probably, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I can't say that idea of zombies coming through and, you know, fucking things up. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, zombies are going to come through and look for people and just probably pass on by. It's not like the Ranger refrigerator in your bed and shit in your toilet without flushing it. They're probably going to go through your little camp there, see no one's there, just keep on walking.
Well, you never know. I mean, zombies in the universe could be assholes. They could like upper deck in your toilet.
Like now, like, oh shit, look, there's some campers here. You know, it's been a long walk. Let's take a nap, see what they got in the refrigerator. And
yeah, just like. Yeah, it's like go in there, like rub the, like put their dick in the butter that they have in the fridge, then shit in the top, part of the toilet, so that when you flush, zombie shit comes out.
Like, I need an upper decker. Oh, my arm fell off.
maybe that's their upper decker. Like they just drops like a limb in there, and then as soon as they don't get flushed, like their arm pops out of your toilet.
No, like the zombies are like walking away later, and he's like, hey. Bob, where's your other arm? He's like, I put it in the toilet. So like, they're gonna be smelling that for weeks, and I know what it is. It's like the equivalent of like putting a dead fish in someone's car.
Yeah, they just like go in there, just rub their ass in all their pillows. It's like they're gonna be smelling zombie shits for weeks. It's like the zombie equivalent of the stink palm.
Yeah, and there's one last thing that kind of annoys me. The old man, Carl?
No, Dale.
Not Carl. Dale. Carl's just an old man name. It seems a 7-year-old with that name. Like, insane to me. It's like, it throws me off.
I see like a 50-year-old. I see the guy from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Just that guy from Jersey is like balding, wears like a gold chain, has like a white beard with like a... Like Cheshire popping out of it, but he's like two sizes too small for him. It's like, what the fuck you doing here?
Fucking food stains on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Dale. Apparently, he shacked up with the two younger chicks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a point where the one chick is saying, like, kind of, like, behind his back, like, that's unchristian, blah, 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 and it's like, first of all, it's like, stop. Like, the one chick's like, still is being judgmental or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, thank you, yeah. It's like, it's you're the one of the reasons why people fucking look at religious groups as, you know, always being assholes. It's like,
judge not lest ye be judged.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's part of my zombie survival plan is shoot the Christians. But I must also mention that I lied before when I said I would shoot you, Shaq, because I wouldn't. Assholes are actually good to have around, depending on the type of asshole.
I like to think I'm logical, at least.
Like, if you're a logical asshole, that's good.
Yeah, but if you're the skittish asshole, then I gotta shoot right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a gun. I've shot a gun once in my life, and I said it went horribly bad. But, like, I wouldn't want that responsibility of having a gun. Like,
I'd go the Freeman route and get a crowbar.
See, I'd probably have a machete, and I probably would have a gun because I have some experience with guns. I'm decent with a rifle.
I once touched a gun.
I mean, like, look, you don't want... I would say no crowbars. Crowbars would be nice. Survival Guide actually says this, you know, crowbars are good, you know, for getting into things with locks on them and doors with locks on them.
Plus they're just big, heavy rods they can beat someone's sculling with.
But that makes them more slow, and they're usually shorter, which means... because you want to keep the zombie out of your range. Mm-hmm. That's why you want something like a sword, something you can... stab into them from at least a pretty good distance without them reaching you.
Yeah, but there are crowbars that are longer.
True, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah, we have one actually at my work.
You know what? There's this store called... there's this surplus store in London that has, like, everything you need for the zombies apocalypse. It's got, like, military rations, combats, gas masks, and really heavy and sharp tools. Like, they got wrenches that are fucking enormous and could easily take someone's head off.
Do they have duct tape?
I'm like, of course they have duct tape.
Outstanding.
They have an aisle of duct tape.
Duct tape is the ultimate weapon in the zombie apocalypse.
Hell yes.
Because with that, you can attach chainsaws to kayak paddles.
I knew that was coming.
You can attach razor blades to a moose head. You can attach grenades to a football.
And all of this can be done within seconds.
Yes, it can. It's the handyman and the zombie survival is the secret weapon.
By the way, I know how to actually make the Left 4 Dead pipe bomb.
After that little stint with that bitch saying it's unchristian or whatever, and then Rick, Dale and Shane are out in the woods hunting, or no, they're gathering wood. And Rick says something to Dale about, you know, her, like, yeah, she's this way about it. And then Dale, he's like, yeah, it's nice having them around. They're good at cleaning. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's okay. And then, like, Rick, like, without missing a beat, says something along the lines of, like, a week or something like that, and I'm like, oh my god, you guys are being completely sexist right now. And it's like, there's earlier in the comic where when he first mentions about Carl getting his own gun, that his wife says something along the lines like, I guess in the zombie apocalypse, I don't get to make any choices or have any say into what happened or how my son's life is being led or something along those lines. And then when this part comes along, I'm like, no, you don't. Like, women have, like, no power. Like, say goodbye to voting, because you're going to that.
Everyone says goodbye to voting. There is really no democracy when everyone's a zombie.
I meant,
try
like,
at one
know,
point.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. See, again, you don't know. Maybe they don't know. Maybe that's all they want. They're pissing off that they know that we would make the assumption that they can't vote, and they just go on a huge... rant, and it just gets out of hand. Someone ends up getting killed somewhere along the line, and the next thing you know, zombies are tearing down your house.
So
all they want to do is vote. Zombies are people, too.
Not really.
They. They're people, too. They have feelings.
They
want to be loved.
There's been this joke multiple times, like, in this one PSP game, affected, like, some guys, like some guy who's like a play on the guy from Coldplay starts like this thing called Zombade. It's like and his platform is they don't even know it's Christmas.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they cut to this thing. That's happening later of like we go live with the founder of Zombade as he's like trying to like give zombies a hug or something, like show them they're loved. And you just hear horrible screams of pain and agony coming from him. It's like, oh god, they're eating me.
What is this from?
Infected on the PSP.
Oh, Infected.
Yeah.
That's just a game where you play against someone else, and if you beat them, they play, I believe.
No. That's the game where you are the cop who... That's the game where there's a zombie apocalypse and zombie outbreak in New York. They seal off the entire city, and then you are a cop whose blood is so immune to the infection that if it gets inside a zombie system, they explode.
Is there an online component to that?
Yes, there is, but I do not think it's anything that you just said.
I know. Okay, that, maybe yeah, I'm wrong.
Like, I know there's like
there is a.
I think there's regular deathmatch or something, but there's another one where you have to like kill the cow. There's like a huge mutant zombie cow running around that you're trying to kill.
I don't want to stay on games too long, but like I do believe there is a game for PSP I heard many years ago now that. You play against other people, and if you beat them, they play as you, and your character with your name and all your stats and everything, and it's called Infected. So, because if that person beats someone else, then that person that they beat also plays you also.
Yeah, I've never heard. I did not see that at all when I was playing it. Oh well. So back to comics.
It was called Infected. Yes,
comics.
It seems. There's a page there in the comic book where Shane, Rick, and Dale are kind of sexist. Again, I'm just like, dude.
And really? Again, yeah, and again, they are from the South.
Yeah, I mean, it's Atlanta, so it's like, I don't know how Southish Atlanta is compared
Georgian,
to like Kentucky.
Yeah, they're from
yeah,
they're Georgian, so like
they're from small town Georgia.
Yeah. There are two explanations in my mind for why they're being that way. It's either like, you know, they're from the South, so everyone's sexist down there, or they're being ironically sexist.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, you're only reading it as a comic book, and like, so they're pretty serious. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they seem pretty serious to a point. But then, like, I don't know. It does seem kind of like they're... I think it could be argued that, you know... Maybe, you know, the idea of Dale saying, like, I don't know what the problem is. They're good at cleaning. You know, and that, you know, Rick decided to be kind of sarcastic about it. Be like, women are weak or something along those lines. Whatever it is that he does around that. And he may be saying it in an ironic way or something, or being sarcastic... And I just didn't take it that way. I don't know. But, it just seemed kind of weird. And, like, yeah, overall, that comic book kind of annoyed me with all those problems. But the zombie invasion at the end was pretty cool.
Okay.
I like the series.
Okay, so you should come back in. You should come back next episode, and we'll talk about Walking Dead issue 6.
I think I like it better this way because I could just give a rundown comic by comic and just like really stretch it out.
Yeah, so moving on. Vovi, what have you been reading?
Okay, so Walking Dead 93, which I guess I can't talk about, although there's not much to talk about.
It's, yeah, you know, nothing much happened. It was kind of like...
Not much.
It was kind of like Rick soliloquizing.
Yeah, and...
Yes.
Sorry, like I said to you before, this won't mean anything to anybody, so it's pretty much spoiler safe. I like how well Jesus takes everything.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
It's like, yeah, I understand. Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, I'm tough. I can take it. Yeah, I totally get it, guys.
It's like, yeah, don't worry, bro. The guy's like, if bro, he wasn't an asshole.
So then there was Deadpool the Musical.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, it was really stupid. It was, like, really bizarre how well it worked. And it was bizarre how good it was for just, like, a clip comic.
And you know what else? It has given now a synopsis, a really rough synopsis, but at least a synopsis of the series up to this point. So if I wanted to start reading from right there on, that would be plausible.
Yeah, so Shax, if you want to get in Deadpool, jump in at issue 49.1.
49.1.
Yeah, Deadpool the Musical. It is bizarre. It is bizarre. Like, he just starts singing. Like, he'll just start, like, doing, like, regular, like text boxes and stuff, but then it'll have, like, little musical notes around it, so that... And then it'll say, and then it'll have, like, a little asterisk at the end saying in the bottom, like, sung in the style of this song. Like there's one where a couple pages with Spider-Man where it's like, oh, baby, but, like, hit me, baby, one more time from Britney Spears. So Spider-Man is singing, like, Britney Spears. Yeah,
it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it just kind of recaps everything. Like when he tried to join the X-Men, when when he was fighting Hit Monkey with Spider-Man, when he went to space because he was in space for a bit. Yeah. So, Bo, what else you read?
Okay. Suicide Squad issue 4.
What do you think of it?
I like it. I like how everything that seems to come up, like, it always seems like someone has this advantage, or it seems like things are getting out of Deadshot's hands. Then it just turns out, no, the entire time there was this whole plan that Deadshot had. Yeah. Deadshot knows exactly what's fucking going on. And, you know, you got Captain Boomerang. And all tough, like, oh, I'm in charge now, rah, rah, rah. Meanwhile, it's just set up to double-cross him.
Yeah, that was really great. Just like, so you killed, like, we're here about Asp.
And it
Who? Just...
What?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, I killed that bitch, and then just, all right, so we'll give him to you, you let us go. Oh, God, I fucking hate Boomerang.
Yeah, well, he's... probably dead now, or he's castrated and slowly dying.
Yeah, the only time I found him, like in the least bit tolerable was in Identity Crisis.
Yeah, but...
Because in that one, he did actually die. He got shot by Robin's dad.
You know, we got to see Deadshot shoot him in the hand. That was good.
That was outstanding. Okay, so I guess you haven't gotten to 5 yet?
I have not gotten to 5 yet. I have had a bit of trouble finding 5. But I will soon.
Yeah, I am going to be getting 6 a little later tonight. Because 6 is out this week.
Yeah, oh, you're going to take a late night trip to the comic book store, are you?
Yes, I'll be taking a late night trip to Amater Comics. They have quite a selection there. The owner, Goblin, is a very great man. Okay, moving on, what else you read?
I guess I've only got one more, but I read 3 issues of it. Green Lantern New Guardians, issue 3, which was cool. Issue 4, which was better. And issue 5, which is straight up fucked up.
Okay, so, refresh my memory, what happened to these issues?
Alright, issue 3 is... Oh, even I'm forgetting, I just read them today, but issue 3 is just after he goes all every ring power...
Just having to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah. So, all of the rings disintegrate, except for his green one, which he keeps on, and is unable to be removed. And his orange one, which as it turns out, is not actually an orange ring, but it's a construct.
Oh, yeah.
Disguised as a ring. So that all these other lanterns show up, trying to get him as the ring thief. And then Larfleeze shows up being like, yes, everything worked. I'm going to kick the Guardian's asses. Which he kind of does.
Larfleeze.
As soon as he gets all the other lanterns to turn around, yeah, they kind of wipe the floor with the Guardians. And so, yeah, Kyle Rayner and I'm not going to remember all of them, but like one of each of the lanterns are all now part of this rebel group, I guess.
They're part of the New Guardians.
Yeah. So they're pretty much going against the Guardians and trying to find out what caused the rings to go to Kyle Rayner, which they do find out is this orrery. I've gone past issue 3 now. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to recap the whole thing. This orrery that is literally to scale. So it's got actual planets encased in planet models, and the sun, which nobody knows what the sun actually is. You find out at the end of issue 5.
So that's planets inside of planets?
Yes, planets inside of planets.
Yo, dog.
All constructed into a big orrery. So that's
big what?
Orrery. It's like a mechanical moving representation of a solar system. Oh. Only this gotcha. One's to scale.
Oh god, yeah, I remember that, I think.
So yeah, and then they go into it and they find out that there's actual like other dimension versions of the planets that are in our universe inside the fake planets.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking that Corona would be involved in all this. Like, I can't remember which series it was, but in one of the series, I can't remember which one it actually was, but, like, all the different, like, all the Guardians get, like, inhabited by one of the entities.
Yeah.
I can't remember what series that happens in.
I can't either, but I remember it.
I think it might be Red. It's either the Red Lantern series or the Green Lantern series.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, because like in Red Lanterns, Atrocitus has like Corona's dead body on a plaque, on like a little stone thing. And then that body disappears, and then all the Guardians get fucked up.
So, anyways, at the son of this orrery, we find out is this big dude who pretty much all the planets worship as their god, and Larfleeze is basically their Satan. And since Kyle Rayner showed up to one of the planets with an orange construct with him, they now think he works for the devil.
I remember the olden days when people used to think I worked for the devil.
I thought you did.
I was freelancing. Okay, so anything else to say about this?
The series is getting really awesome. I forgot to mention that Kyle Rayner still has remnants of all the other powers of all the other rings, so he can somewhat use them, making him one of the most powerful beings in the universe. Which is pretty awesome for a main character.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm kind of disliking the turn that the big build-up of what's in the star of the orrery just turned out to be another big dude who kind of looks like Galactus but on fire. You know, it's just another big dude that they're going to have to fight. And you know they're going to fight him, and it's going to be a challenge, and then they're going to win, and whatever.
Well, we don't really know that. It could be like, you know, they fight, and then Kyle Rayner dives headfirst into it, then he becomes him, and then he turns into an asshole.
I hope he dies right away.
Yeah, like it's like, I'm so awesome, and then...
But Kyle Rayner is my favorite Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Because he's an artist. That makes him a very effective Green Lantern.
Yes, because he is not either an asshole or really creepy.
Yeah, most of them are like asshole jocks.
Well, Sinestro is right now the biggest asshole, and Hal Jordan was kind of creepy. Like that first issue... Remember really that just
the look of his face? Just
that one panel.
Just that one panel, yeah. That one bugged the shit out of me.
Yeah, you see that one panel and you're just like, oh god, he's trying to eat my soul.
And that's the same panel that he's asking that woman to dinner.
Yeah, Carol Ferris.
Carol Ferris, yeah, don't ever expect me to remember names.
It's Blake Lively from the movie.
But yeah.
Because she was in the movie.
It's like, who would say yes to that face?
It's like, hey, you want to go get some dinner?
Yeah, I still say the only good thing about that issue of the Green Lantern, which I haven't actually read more of it, the only good thing about that issue was when he jumped from one building to another through the window and tackles the guy and starts punching the shit out of him.
Yeah, but then, oh wait, he's an actor. But yeah, I've read some more of it. They have changed artists. So
oh,
it is.
Yippee!
Yeah, so it is no longer the insanely creepy looking motherfucker.
God, I still have nightmares about that frame.
Yeah, that one panel is, it will haunt me until the day I die. Like, on my deathbed, I'll just say, like, how?
Yeah, I do like Kyle Rayner because he's the only one who's in no way a macho asshole.
Yeah, he was an artist, so, you know, he doesn't really have that macho style to him.
All of them have, to some degree, some macho asshole bit that Kyle Rayner doesn't. And I like that.
Yeah, because Hal Jordan, fighter pilot, John Stewart, soldier, Guy Gardner, he was already an asshole.
Yeah, professional asshole.
Yeah. He rolled around in a leather jacket, so you obviously knew he was an asshole.
Everyone in leather jackets are assholes.
Yeah, aren't fighter pilot jackets essentially just fancy leather jackets?
Yep.
Yeah, they're...
Aren't they just, like, fur lined on the inside?
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Taking a brief anime side, in Hetalia, America wears a leather jacket. He's an asshole.
Boom! Take it. Okay, well, is that it for you, Bobby, then? Or did you say you had something else?
No, that's it for me.
Okay, so... On to me.
Let's get on to your hundreds.
Yeah, so, first up, I started reading FF.
God damn it, David. Read less comics. That's way too goddamn many.
I read an insane amount of comics, okay? So shut up. Okay, so yeah, started reading FF. It's the sequel series, I guess, to Fantastic Four before they brought Johnny back from the dead. Because, yeah, they brought him back from the dead.
I've seen this.
And you said death couldn't be cured.
In real life. And in the zombie world.
In the
world.
Walking Dead real life.
Well, zombies exist. Yeah, well, zombies right. exist, so no. But yeah, so like, FF is, Spider-Man has joined the Fantastic Four, are now calling themselves the Future Foundation. And Reed Richards' daughter, Valeria, who is kind of an asshole, makes a deal with Dr. Doom, the Wizard, the Red Ghost, and that one dude what made that really stupid-looking robot thing to try to take down Reed Richards.
Well, I totally did not take you seriously enough when you said his daughter was an asshole.
Yeah, she went and found sort of like a council of every single one of Reed Richards' like biggest, baddest villains, and then said, alright, so we need to figure out a way to kill my dad. Because...
So she started her own ELE.
Kind of, but like in this universe, but like in this weird thing, there is a council of Reed Richardses, which are all evil.
Reed Richardses.
Yeah, like there's regular Mr. Fantastic, who is like her dad, who is the founder of Fantastic Four, a good guy and shit. And then there is this council of like 12 Reed Richards, which are all assholes, and are trying to like take over the universe or something.
How did they get there?
Because in every single universe, Reed develops a device that lets him jump through dimensions.
Kind of like Jimmy Madrox?
Not really. Like, with Jamie's thing, when he dies, he goes to a different dimension, but with this one, what happened was, like, it was just like a door. You know, like, he essentially made a Stargate for different dimensions.
Okay.
Yeah, like in Ultimate Fantastic Four, he made one, then started talking to Reed Richards from the main universe. It's like, oh, so your Ultimates are called the Avengers! And then he also brought the zombies to the Ultimate Universe.
Good job, Reed Richards. You're such an asshole.
Well, yeah, like in Ultimate Comics, the Ultimates, Reed Richards is the main bad guy right now.
Yeah, the only bigger asshole is sober Tony Stark.
Oh yeah, but luckily in the Ultimate Universe, Tony Stark still drinks heavily.
Yeah, that's the thing that, you know, if someone else went inter-universe, they can go back to that universe and be like, you know what? Give Tony a martini. He needs to be drunk.
Yes, if he isn't drunk, he's like, he kills everyone.
He's totally ineffective as a superhero when he's sober.
Yeah, and plus he was the guy behind World War Hulk and the Civil War.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he played a really big part in the Secret Invasion.
Yeah, I was aware of that. That's what I was saying. You need to keep Tony Stark drunk.
Yes, he needs to be sauced forever. Okay, so moving on. I guess I'll talk some Alpha Girl. So this is a new series just started, and it is about zombies, kind of.
Yay, zombies!
Yeah, so in this universe, this cosmetics company, they were doing work with perfume and pheromones, but then they found this one pheromone that when women were exposed to it, it made them go like insane and rabid. So then there isn't really much explanation of how this like spread out yet in the first issue. It was basically this first issue was just saying kind of how this girl survived and it become one of them. Yeah, the issue just spends there's a good 5 pages just like dudes running around screaming what the fuck while women try to kill them, which is really funny. And yeah, it ain't bad. It's not that original, but it's not terrible. So I'm gonna keep reading it. I'll update you guys when I read some more of it.
All right.
So Venom, Circle of Four. So this is a new story arc. It's all taking place within the 13th issue of Venom. So throughout the month of February, we're going to be getting issue 13.1, 13.2, 13.3, and 13.4. And so this is a big crossover between Venom, the Red Hulk, X-23, and the Ghost Rider. Yes, so Blackheart, the son of Mephisto, who is the Marvel Universe Devil, he has gotten a bunch of shit from them. Like he got a hair from the Hulk, a piece of the Venom symbiote, and some blood from X-23, and then put that all into a giant satellite dish in Vegas, and then got the new Ghost Rider Alejandra to drive her motorcycle around it really really fast, which then opened a portal to hell. But then, if she stops riding her motorcycle, the thing will reverse and suck the Earth into hell.
Nice.
Yeah, so then Johnny Blaze, who at this point is no longer the Ghost Rider, who's just a human, has taken her place inside the centrifuge, and then it is up to X-23, Alejandra, Flash Thompson, and General Thunderbolt Ross, who is the Red Hulk, to stop Blackheart and save the world.
Real quick, wasn't many, many years ago Johnny Blaze lost the Ghost Rider power and someone else got it also?
Yes, Danny Ketch. Yeah, Danny Ketch was the Ghost Rider for a while, but then Johnny Blaze got it back, and then he sold it to Adam, like, from Adam and Eve. Adam took the power and put it inside Alejandra, who had been training for a while. I've also been reading Ghost Rider. So what happened was Adam, from Adam and Eve, he had been training a bunch of people to take in the Ghost Rider so that he could use them to rid the world of sin. Because he had created the original sin. Like, he took the bite of the apple, and then that created sin.
Technically, Eve bit the apple first, and then talked Adam into it, so she created sin.
Yep.
Yep, true. But in this universe...
And that's why sexism exists. It's God's punishment for Eve biting the goddamn apple.
Yes, while it is true that Eve did create sin, fuck off, this is comic books. Yeah, so Adam said, like, oh man, I created the original sin, so I'm going to be using the Ghost Rider to rid the world of sin. And essentially just lobotomizes people. She uses her chains as like a ghost chain through her head. They just like get lobotomized, so they're just kind of like walking around and drooling on everything. So they don't sin anymore, I guess. And yeah, so then Mephisto shows up and says like, "Hey," so it's like, "Hey, go get this Ghost Rider and get her back on the path of the Ghost Rider and not what this asshole does." So then he does. He gets a space bike. And then he spends the next few issues training her to be in the proper ways of the Ghost Rider. So yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So the story arc in Venom is actually really cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes, and it would be actually really cool if these guys kept this team together and went on, because I mean it's Venom. It's essentially Venom, Hulk, Wolverine, and the Ghost Rider, and that is awesome. That is amazing, and I would like to see where this goes.
That's a pretty kick-ass team. You know who would really round it out?
Who?
Deadpool.
Oh.
Except that you can't have Deadpool and Wolverine on the same team.
Well, he's already in X-Force with Wolverine.
Don't you fucking correct me. I'm kidding.
To edit that out.
Yeah, and it is, and it's X-23, not Wolverine. I said it's essentially... that, but
oh,
like,
essentially.
Yeah, because X-23 is a lady version of Wolverine.
Then that might be an even worse mix with Deadpool.
Deadpool trying to fuck X-23.
And X-23 repeatedly killing Deadpool and failing.
Yeah, just kicks him. Yeah, just like... It's like Deadpool just starts hitting on her, then she just like pulls out one of her toe blade, like her, one of her foot blades, and kicks him in the balls. Okay, so moving on. I've read a bunch of New 52 stuff, such as Red Lanterns issue 6, where we now have a human Red Lantern, and that's kind of cool. It's actually like showing the like mental process of someone becoming a Red Lantern.
Okay.
And it hurts a lot. Yeah, so like this guy, his brother gets killed by the cops right in front of him, and then he just gets really pissed off, and a red ring comes and finds him. And so then he becomes a Red Lantern, and he just like walk around, and is like, "All right, what's happening? Oh, this really fucking hurts." And he goes to the cops, like, "Help!" And then he just pukes lava on them. So he kills like 7 cops while asking for help. Then he goes and like finds his dad's grave or something, and then burns it, and then flies off to the. And flies off to Sector 666.
Which is... What sector is that?
Which is the Red Lantern sector.
Okay.
It is Atrocitus.
Essentially, it's hell.
Yes, it is Atrocitus' home planet.
That's one of those things, you know.
Yes,
Sector 666.
While Krona wiped out every single piece of... like, almost the entire life in that entire sector, except for Atrocitus.
Red Lanterns seem badass to me. Like, I don't know much about them.
They are pretty badass. It's like, they're just pissed off all the time, and they bleed and puke lava.
Oh, no, I know about the puke lava from playing DCUO.
and what's kind of cool is, like, in the original series, like in the original before New 52 stuff, what happened was the Red Ring replaced their heart. It's like you put in the ring, then their heart just disappears, and their heart becomes the ring, and their ring becomes their heart. So all their like lava blood is being pumped through their ring.
Nice.
And if you forcibly remove a Red Lantern's ring, they die. Unless you like have like defib panels right next to you, so you can jumpstart their heart again. Okay, moving on. I've read The Death of Superman.
Huh.
It. Wasn't that great?
I have heard some really bad reviews.
Yeah, it is kind of shit. It's just like,
So
everyone knows that this Superman is just him and Doomsday had a punching contest, and then they passed it, and then they all both died. But yeah, it just starts out like Doomsday like crashes to Earth, and then like holds out his hand, and then a bird lands on it, and he crushes the bird. And then it shows like Superman having an interview in like a high school. He's just like sitting on like the Cat Grant and the Kitty Grant show, like interviewing like, "Well, yeah, this guy, I do this. Oh, I'm not scared of anything." Like like being the Superman asshole. Because I fucking hate Superman. Yeah, and then there's like Doomsday just walking along destroying shit. Like at one point, like a deer walks up to him, he holds his hand, the deer to his hand, then he grabs the deer by the throat and beats it against a tree.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it's just, and like we're gonna talk about this a bit later, but Doomsday, he walks up, he's like goes into a Lexmart. Then he sees on TV that a wrestling match is happening in Metropolis, and then he goes to Metropolis. Oh yeah, and Lex Luthor's in this, and he has hair.
Does he have hair, or is he wearing a wig?
He has full, lustrous red hair that lead down to a chin-strap beard. He's also dating Supergirl.
Alright.
Like the entire thing, like Supergirl and Lex are watching on the news, like, oh shit. Like, oh shit, Superman's getting attacked, I must leave. The Supergirl's like, I need to go help him. And then Lex's like, no, it's like, oh come on, Superman will be fine. Plus, Metropolis needs a super person in it at all times to feel safe. And she's like, yeah, I guess you're right. Then just sits down, and then Lex is like, for fuck's sake, why would he die?
This sounds ridiculous to me.
It is retarded. I cannot believe that this was, I can't, like, it is so fucking stupid, and I'll be getting into this later, but I cannot fucking believe what happens after this shit. Okay, moving on. Dokken, Dark Wolverine, issue 21. So, do either of you guys have any interest in like reading Dokken?
I don't know what it is.
Bobby?
I'm on the same page as Shax.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw it up anyway. Spoiler warning for issues 19 and 20. So, in the last couple issues, what happened was Dokken, who is the son of Wolverine, he was in LA and he got addicted to this drug called Heat, which was made from the blood of the Pride, who fans of the Runaways may know are dead.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's a drug made from their blood.
So it's in limited supply.
Yeah. And so then Dokken starts. So then Dokken gets addicted to it, and it destroys his healing factor. Yeah, so Dokken no longer has the healing factor. And so in the last issues, the last couple issues, what was happening was him and this FBI agent who was trying to track him down and catch him, but then she realized that he was innocent. They were like running off together. They were doing the thing of like, oh, I got like, oh, these people are scum, kill them. It's like, no, I can't. I'm not like you, but you are. But so then Dokken cuts off this FBI agent's hand, even though he was like in love with her or something. Then he goes off to Reed Richards and finds out that he's dying. Since he had taken heat so much that he was completely after his healing factor so much that it was killing him. So he decided to go fuck with Wolverine. Because, yeah. He has daddy issues.
Of course.
Yeah, so then this issue is just... So this issue was just him, like, dosing Wolverine with heat and then blowing him some stuff up. It was weird. I don't really know what's going on anymore. And I'm kind of... I'm a little bit sad they canceled X-23, but are keeping Dokken going. Because X-23 was actually really cool. It was like... Because, like, for the longest time, Laura, was the name of X-23 you chose for herself or something, she was like, oh, on this huge weapon, it's designed for killing, and then she's trying to be human. Like, she was, like, becoming friends with Jubilee, who at this point is a vampire. And she was getting close with, Gambit, who there might have been something going on there. But then she just kind of like says, "No, I'm just going to go off and join the Avengers Academy," because yeah, that makes sense.
That sounds better than Wolverine at all, the kid.
Okay, well, moving on. Wolverine and the X-Men, issue 5. Kitty Pryde is pregnant.
Yeah, she is.
But she's pregnant with a horde of alien mutant babies that are trying to kill her.
Oh, wow. Now, hold on real quick. Refresh me on, is this the Kitty Pryde that's stuck in her power?
No, that they stopped. Like she got fixed back when back before this series started.
Okay.
She got that all fixed before Schism happened.
Right.
Yeah. So Kitty Pryde, headmistress of the school, she is infected with alien babies. The Jean Grey School of Higher Learning has lost its funding because Warren Worthington, who was the guy, he's like the head of Worthington Enterprises, who was funding their entire operation, went crazy because he got like killed when he was Archangel or something, and then he lost everything that made him him, and he essentially just became an angel. You know, he's like, oh, everything's so awesome, and it's like I was declared mentally unsound today, guys. And he's constantly taking off his clothes and flying around naked. Because he just doesn't care, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, so Wolverine and the X-Men keeps being awesome. Quentin Quire is still a fucking cunt. And yeah, it's actually really cool, like, seeing the school stuff that's going on here. Because at the beginning of the issue, it is a biology class with Beast. But, so instead of, like, just them sitting in a classroom, they actually shrunk down to microscopic size and went inside Toad's body to examine the X-gene at a more, like, close-up and personal level. Hmm. And at one point, some guy almost got eaten by a white blood cell, and they just spend the entire rest of the issue just trying to deny it.
You know, I think I saw that exact same plot on the Magic School Bus.
I
shit you not. The exact same plot.
So Miss Frizzle got pregnated by a bunch of alien dudes and they're all trying to rip her from the inside out?
Well, yeah. No. I mean they're shrinking down and going inside someone's body.
Well, of course.
Although, maybe if Magic School Bus had gone on a little while longer, and the white blood cell part too happened. That totally happened.
Yeah, it was really funny. Like, this kid, his name's like a Kid Guardian. He's like part of the Shi'ar Empire. And he's like this huge, like, dude's like, no one can defeat me. But he almost gets eaten by a white blood cell. And he spends the rest, every time you see him, he's like in the background, like, I did not get defeated by that white blood cell, goddammit. And eventually he just starts getting really depressed, like, but I didn't get eaten by the blood cell. Just like, everyone keeps wearing him down. Just like, hey, you got eaten by the blood cell. It's like, no, I didn't, damn it. And it just keeps going on until he gets this really, really sad. And it's hilarious. So, moving on, Scarlet Spider issue 2. So yeah, it's Scarlet fucking Spider. It's Kane, he's in Houston. There is a huge Mexican dude who shoots fire, trying to get this Mexican girl, and he saves her. Yeah. And he decides to become a superhero and make Houston his home base.
Okay.
Yeah, Kane is cool. Like, he kind of reminds me of Spider-Man 2099 in that he has claws. Like, when he first shows up, he, like, jumps in, then he just, like, slashes the dude across the face. Which is something that, Spider-Man 2099 did because, like, how he attacked and how he, like, actually climbed walls was because he had talons in his hands.
Hmm.
Like, he had retractable claws that he could just, like, bring out and just climb walls with them.
But, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Scarlet Spider is actually really good. Like, there was that one bit in, like, the first issue where he had the blue hoodie, but now he is in, like, the modified suit that he stole from Spider-Man, and it looks awesome. He is awesome. And I am really looking forward to seeing where the series goes, which may be some interesting places, because we got some news about that coming up later.
Real quick, so Kane is Scarlet Spider now, and not Ben... something?
I think Ben Reilly's dead.
Ben Reilly, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think he died like a few issues. I think he died like a couple dozen issues ago.
Okay.
He was like a doctor's assistant somewhere, then like after Spider-Man erased everyone's, after Peter Parker erased everyone's memory of him being Spider-Man, like he got like attacked and killed or something. It might have been during like the Grim Hunt stuff, but I don't know.
Huh.
So, moving on, Incredible Hulk issue 5. So, we see now how... So, this issue, we figure out how the Hulk and Bruce Banner got separated, and it wasn't just, I want to split now, then they split and leave. Yeah, so, Dr. Doom, did it.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he went into the Hulk's brain, cut out all the bits that made Bruce Banner, and left all the bits that made the Hulk the Hulk. Then he cloned Banner a new body, and then they just kind of went on their own merry ways.
That seems like it would make Bruce Banner an incontinent moron.
No, I think with the Hulk's brain, since it was like mutated or something, it was like when he changed, it was a brain on top of a different brain.
I see.
So
I was gonna say, if you did that to a normal brain, then Bruce Banner should be like shitting himself all the time. And
but you see, this is comic books, so I guess like he took out all the bits that were like Banner's part, then like grew from them a new brain, and then put that inside the new body that he grew for him.
Whatever, he scienced it.
Yes, he used an adamantium chainsaw to cut open the Hulk's skull, which that part was actually awesome. It was actually really hilarious. It was like, you had the chainsaw. It was like, that's not gonna cut through my skull. It's like, it's adamantium. It'll be fine. And he just like revs it up. And just like, you just see him like bring it down on his head like the cover of a metal album. And the Hulk like denied sedatives because like, I don't want you to do anything weird with my brain. And when he was like, and when Doom was in there, like, all right, so I can leave some of this in here. Like, I can make you smarter. I can make Banner a bubbling idiot. I can make him like Mexican or something. Like just finding ways to like really fuck with Banner, and then the Hulk is like, no, just do what we planned on doing. It's like, oh, all right, fine, you're no fun. They close a new body, then dumps him on an island somewhere where Banner spent everything he could to try to make himself Hulk again. So yeah, next issue we are going to see the big confrontation between Banner and the Hulk. So that's awesome. And finally, Wolverine and the X-Men Alpha and Omega issue 2.
Real quick, I hope the fight between the Incredible Hulk and Bruce Banner
what?
Exactly the same as the fight between Hello?
Yeah, well, you were kind of cutting out there for a bit.
Oh, I was saying that I hope that the fight between Bruce Banner and the Hulk is exactly the same as the fight between Clark Kent and Superman in the third movie.
I'm not sure like how the fight's gonna go, because like Banner has like rocket boots, an energy shield, and a gun.
Oh, that sounds horrible. No, never mind.
Yeah, because you know he's Bruce Banner, so he fights with science. Yeah, like when
you say fight with science, I think he just kind of like outsmarts them. Like when the Hulk runs after him, he ducks underneath.
Like, he did do that, because there's this one bit where Amanda Von Doom, no relation to Victor Von Doom, and this other guy who, like, found the Hulk, they went after Bruce Banner with, like, a weird robot brain thing. And so the robot brain thing went and attacked Banner, and then Banner just started naming off random prime numbers until he found the override code for the brain, and he then turned it on so that it attacked Von Doom.
Oh, no, that's not how you outsmart a robot. You make it think of a paradox.
Yeah, but he didn't want to destroy it. He wanted to change sides.
Aw.
You know, if he had made it think of a paradox, then that robot would have exploded. But this way it attacks its creator. And then the other guy, he just, like, made him feel like a worthless, insignificant little man. And he just fell to his knees and started crying. So he scienced the brain and psychology to the other guy. So that was kind of stupid. But I kind of dug it. Okay, and yeah, so Wolverine the X-Men, Alpha and Omega, issue 2. So Wolverine and Armor are still stuck inside Wolverine's head, inside some weird kind of some weird, like, dystopic future video game thing.
Are they running from White Bloodstone?
No, they're running from future cops. Who all have, like, the weird... Well, like that weird, like 1942 look to them of like Nazi helmets and gas masks, but with guns, like whip up like space guns or some shit. Yeah.
Is Ralphie okay?
I do not get that reference.
That's a Magic School Bus reference.
It has been it has been more than a decade since I've seen Magic School Bus. Okay, so yeah, so while all this shit is happening inside Wolverine's head, outside Wolverine's body is like running around like trying to fight off like Quentin's trying to fight off Quire's thing, and he's just like, oh man, I must fight off Quire, I'm gonna kill him. And then while all that's happening, inside in the school. Quentin Quire, he is, like, trying to... There's, like, this girl who he likes, but he's being a total dick because he's Quentin Quire. He is just, like, saying, like, oh, man, I developed this entire construct thing, and I trap Wolverine and this chick inside it, so how about we go out sometime? Just, like, saying, I made something with my mind, even though, like, I'm an Omega-level psychic, I made something with my mind, be impressed and go out with me. So he's just being a total fucking cunt and... It's kind of par for the course, and yeah, it was okay. It wasn't that bad. I'll be glad when the series is over, but I'll be interested in seeing where it goes from here. You guys still there?
Yeah.
I muted my phone for a second.
Okay, so I guess it does for what we've read. Now on to some news. So
news, yay!
Yeah, so first up, DC has officially announced Before Watchmen.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. They're doing prequels, right?
Yes, they are doing... Yeah, so they are doing a bunch of different issues of... So they're doing a different amount of issues for different characters. So Rorschach is getting a 4-issue prequel. The Minutemen are getting a 6-issue. 6 issues. Comedian is getting 6. Dr. Manhattan is getting 4. Night Owl is getting 4. Ozymandias is getting 6, and the Silk Spectre is getting 4.
Yeah, see, I've heard...
Sorry, go ahead, Shax. Cutting out, but
I was
going to
say, like... Oh, shit. Okay. Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, I heard people are finding fault with this.
Yeah, like, we kind of did get, like, we didn't really need that much of a backstory for all these characters, because we got a big amount of backstory for most of them.
Well, see, that's what I kind of thought, because, I mean, I've only seen the movie, I haven't ever read the graphic novel at all, but if the movie is in the comic book, or the graphic novel, then it does backstories for all of them there.
Yeah, like, we don't really get much of a backstory for... Like, in the actual comic, we don't get much backstory for Ozymandias or the Comedian, really. It just kind of, yo, he's the Comedian. But, like, Rorschach, the Second Night Owl, the Silk Spectre, Dr. Manhattan, we get extensive backstories for all of those characters.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know what? The Watchmen is good as a story. We don't need all these backstories. We don't need prequels. We don't need sequels. It, on its own, is a very strong story.
Yes, it is. Right. It is a fantastic narrative, and it was actually sold in my school's bookstore as required course material.
Wow.
Yes, so The Watchmen and V for Vendetta are textbooks required for one of the third-year classes at my school, and I want to get into that fucking class so bad.
Sounds like your school is liberals like most of our schools here, college-wise, anyway.
Yeah. And with each week at the end of each issue, there'll be a two-page little story called "The Curse of the Crimson Corsair," which is going to be, I'm guessing, is kind of like the pirate thing that they did in the Watchmen proper. So yeah, there's that. So moving on, Boom Studios, the guys who make whole bunch of shit like the Planet of the Apes stuff. They do Incorruptible, Irredeemable. They're going to be launching a new series in April called Fanboys vs. Zombies.
Here we go. Dude, we need to jump on this fucking versus thing with comic books, man. We can fucking make thousands of different kind of issues and then fucking copyright that shit and no one else can touch it.
Yeah, so let me just read what the writer said about this thing. So, FVZ is the UFC of nerd battles. Hall H is going to be turned into an action/horror/comedy abattoir. I've been going to San Diego Comic-Con for 10 years. Plenty of time to formulate a zombie apocalypse getaway and a plan for total Comic-Con devastation. It is going to be so on.
These are the people who go to conventions that they're not the people I'm around.
Yes, just like looking at one of the covers, like the primary cover they have, there's like a dude who looks like he has like a collared shirt with like the collar pop with like and three buttons undone with like a one of those Comic-Con free bags and a black vest with this other guy in like some weird like a hoodie with like a green army jacket on top of it with like a press badge. There's another chick with what appears to be a Game Boy Advance SP wearing a cat hat and an Angry Birds shirt.
Don't diss on the pop colors, bro.
Oh, Brovy, you're back. God damn it, Brovy.
Okay, dude, FVZ is gonna be awesome, bro.
Well, one thing that I'm kind of interested in is, like, the main cover, it is done in an art style very similar to Spider-Man Big Time, and I'm a fucking huge fan of that art style.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
Do you want me to send you the link?
Picture
didn't
happen.
Okay, Brovy, I'm sending you the pics. Okay. But one good thing about this is the first issue is only going to be $1. So that's good, I guess. Like a lot of series do this where like the series has like some really bizarre thing that someone is either really intrigued by or really disgusted by.
When does the series come out?
April.
See, now, is it like May? Is it March or May that is Free Comic Book Day?
It's in May. It's the first Saturday of May.
So you would think that they would hold off and instead of selling it for $1, put it out for free for Free Comic Book Day and try to get even that many more people hooked on it.
Yeah, that would make more sense, but I guess they...
I would think a lot of new series would try using that approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you think that too, but I guess not, so...
Actually, you know what will probably happen is a lot of the comic book stores, when they run out of their proper free comic books, they'll put that comic out.
Maybe it's only $1, they can probably make that back in a day. You know, because like for every three of those they gave away, they just need to sell one full-priced comic.
I feel like they'll use this comic book to pick out people that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Jack Black in that movie where he works in a record store. And bitches that dude for wanting to get I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. So there have been a fuck ton of promotional things released for the upcoming Amazing Spider-Man storyline, Ends of the Earth. And it's all been like X goes to the ends of the earth to Y. Like there's one that I sent you guys, it's the most recent, it says he'll go to the ends of the earth to save you. And it's Spider-Man in his new weird like
space suit?
Yeah, it's like battle armor or something.
I can't look at it, but...
Mm-hmm. Then we have They'll Go to the Ends of the Earth to Find You with the new Sinister Six, made up of Mysterio, Sandman, the Chameleon, Electro, Rhino, and the dying Dr. Octopus, who no longer has his weird goggle things. Then there is They'll Go to the Ends of the Earth to Kill You, and it's just like a bunch of people in Central Park, like with their eyes completely glazed over, just they're all white and they're all dying on the middle of the field. And then He'll Go to the Ends of the Earth to Protect You, where Spider-Man is gearing up in his sick spacesuit. So yeah, Ends of the Earth is coming, and that is going to be Spider-Man in weird armor and everyone's dying.
Dude, he's got a utility belt.
he's that much closer to being Batman.
I swear to God, whenever I hear about stuff like this, like utility belts and or utility belts, like spacesuits and stuff like that, or like spider armor, it's like you're just trying to sell a toy later down the road at this point.
Not really, because like people just like look at this, because like this kind of stuff doesn't really get into the mainstream media. It doesn't really get like. You know, like, people out there, you know, they know what Spider-Man looks like. They don't know what his, like, stealth suit was. They don't know what his armor... They don't know what his spider armor was. They don't really know anything like that. They just know, well, yeah, he's in red and blue tights.
But you know what? Shax has a point. Every Spider-Man variant has a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I mean, and you don't need to be... It doesn't need to be mainstream to put a toy on a toy shelf. And so when children want to go to the toy section of the of a store... It's there, and they want it.
And you know what? It's not just kids in the mainstream who buy toys. It's comic book geeks who want to collect them.
True enough. Yeah, I forgot about those guys.
I mean, I have a Sephiroth figurine.
I haven't
won.
That's it.
That's the range of my collection, is one figurine.
At my local video game store, they sell a bunch of, like, they sell a bunch of, like, figurines and stuff, like, over all the video games, and I have wanted to buy those so bad for a while.
Dude, you can name drop them.
Yeah, so like Iceman, they sell like Living Dead dolls, they sell like video game plushies, they sell like figurines from WoW and Halo and X-Men and all the different Marvel stuff. And I've wanted to get them so bad. They
look
so awesome.
You know where they have a lot of Halo stuff? The bargain shop in Fenland. I don't know why, they've got all this Halo shit in there.
Maybe Halo's the only video game those guys get. You know, like one day, you know, like one day they just like, alright, so we're all these video games, we get like X number of this, X number of that, X number of Halo, and then when the truck was coming along, like the X number of that, of this and that, they got like went through a magnet or something, and so all that was left was Halo.
Dude, you can't even buy video games in Fenland. You gotta go to Lindsay.
Okay, maybe that one guy, maybe one guy got like a copy of Mail to him, and then everyone over to Hazel thought it was so awesome, so they all just started, so all the retailers just started buying Halo properties and stuff. Okay, well, moving on. So, Marvel announced another Spider-Man thing. The Spider-Men. So, all they released was a single image. It is one half of one Spider-Man logo and another half of another Spider-Man logo. So, Spider-Man, June 2012.
You know what?
Ooh, this...
It looks like it's badly photoshopped.
Yeah, kind of.
It really does.
Yeah, but we are not sure, they haven't really announced what Spider-Men this is going to be about. Like, is it going to be like regular universe Spider-Man with Kane? Or are they going to like bring Peter, or are they going to bring Ultimate Peter Parker back to interact, to be with Miles, to do stuff with Miles Morales?
Oh, that has to be it. It has to be the latter.
Why?
Because, why not? I mean, they brought the Human Torch back. Might as well bring Peter Parker back too.
Yeah, but they brought him back in the main universe. They have the only person they've brought back in the Ultimate Universe was Professor X.
Okay.
So like,
I mean, they bring, it's like a soap opera. Like they kill people off and then bring them back later.
They've never done that in the Ultimate Universe.
Except for Professor X.
Yes, one time in 10 years.
Okay. But
okay, well, make it two times in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like if they're gonna start bringing people back, why don't they do it early? I mean, like Wolverine, like everyone's favorite character, he got killed. Like Cyclops, he got shot in the fucking face.
Nobody likes Cyclops. He's a twat.
No, he's a dick.
Yeah. So who else was there? Daredevil got killed, Nightcrawler got killed.
Uh-huh. Man, I swear to God, every comic book episode, you try selling me on the Ultimate Universe, and then somehow you bring up stuff like this, and it's like, why would anyone want to read this if they're killing everyone off?
Because...
The only thing I'm reading from the Ultimate Universe right now is Ultimate Spider-Man, and it's really good.
It is fantastic, and you should give the Ultimate Universe a try. You really, really should do it.
But of course, I'm going to reach that point in the Ultimate Universe when Peter Parker dies, and I'm probably going to be pissed, because...
No,
we've talked about it, like, every fucking comic book podcast. You have bitched about it. You have ranted about it. You fucking know.
Yes, everyone knows Spider-Man's dead. They did a big fucking thing. Fox News reported on it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Fox News.
Spoiler alert. Fox News reported on the death of Spider-Man 7 months ago.
By the way, have you seen the... you know that... This is a little... I'll make this quick. It's off topic. Fox News went on this rant about how Muppets are against big oil companies, right?
Oh, yeah, I told you this.
Have you seen the Muppets' response to that?
No. Well, I will be seeing that after the show.
Yeah, basically Kermit and Miss Piggy are at a press conference, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, so before we can move on to new releases, I just want to talk about the Death and Return of Superman the movie.
Okay.
I posted this in the video graveyard. Have you guys watched it?
Not yet.
I tried, but our video player does not buffer very well.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah.
It didn't buffer very well for me.
I posted the video from YouTube.
Right. It still didn't buffer very well. I'll watch it later.
Yeah, so it is so fucking amazing. It's got fucking a lot. It's got such a fucking bizarre scattershot of a cast. It's got, like, Elijah Wood, it's got Mandy Moore, it's got Simon Pegg, it's got Ron Howard. Yeah, they got this one dude whose name escapes me, but has been in a few stuff as Doomsday, and he was awesome.
And what stuff has he been in?
Oh, I know he was in it. I know he was in Psych. He was on Tuesday the 17th. He played the killer in that one.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was their Friday the 13th. It was their Friday the 13th parody. He was the guy that made the Iron Sheik joke.
Son of a bitch! I know what episode you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he's in it. He plays Doomsday. It's just fucking hilarious. It's like he just runs down like what happened before, what happened during, what happened after the death of Superman, and it is fucking hilarious. And it all just looks so fucking shit. Like Doomsday, he just a kind of overweight guy, painted kind of silver, with like little styrofoam spikes taped to him, and wearing green shorts. Like Superman is just a guy in a Superman shirt, a Superman T-shirt with a Superman cape on him. And he's not even that and he's not even that muscular. He's like maybe like 90 pounds.
Dude, that'd be skinnier than me, and I'm pretty fucking skinny.
Yeah, like
I was thinking that's not muscular at all.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's not muscular at all.
But that's like ridiculously skinny.
And probably exaggerating.
Probably.
Yeah, he might have been. Yeah. Like he was about half the size of me.
Dude, I'm almost half the size of you.
Exactly, so he's about as big as Bovey.
So he's about 130-something.
Yes, maybe a little bit skinnier. But then it was just so fucking stupid. Like, he was supposed to be Superman, and like when he actually died, they started doing this really stupid parody. They started doing this really awesome parody of Five for Fighting song Superman.
Sorry. Just a second ago you said it was a stupid parody. Then you said it was an awesome parody. Which one is it?
It's both. It's stupid awesome. You know, it's like the thing's playing, but then it's just like some guy going like, just making really stupid noises, like not even using words, but doing it in key with the song. They have like the people playing, they have like one, like for Bat, like there's one bit with Batman where he says like, if Batman had fought Doomsday, it would be a much shorter fight, because Batman would like devise some device to just kill Doomsday. Mm. Yeah, 'cause he's fucking Batman, but the person guy that played Batman was a woman. So it was like they had Batman, Robin, and Nightwing, and all three of them were girls. They had Misty Dawn, who was a porn star, who works for Machinima, who as Elijah Wood's character's wife. God, it was so amazing and so fucking stupid. You're like. The, throughout the entire thing, they have a bunch of people like Mandy Moore and like Elijah Wood, everyone just acting out different shit, but they never actually speak. It's all just them mouthing along with what Max Landis, the guy who wrote, the guy who directed it and narrated it, was saying in his little sound booth thing.
Huh.
So, and there's this one really funny bit where like Superman comes back. It's like Cyborg, Superman, Hank Henshaw. He's like normal evil and shit, and someone punches him, and then it's Superman. And you just see him, like the camera zooms in on him pouring himself a scotch and like a Ryan water. Just pours it. It's like, so he's not dead, and then just drinks. This is really good, and I fucking highly recommend it, and it is amazing. And watch it now. It's right now. I'll wait until you guys watch it.
No, let's finish the podcast first.
Yeah, so moving on.
I have no internet.
Yeah, so moving on, new releases. So, I guess some shit's coming out this week. Like Deadpool 50, the start of the Dead story arc. So Deadpool's gonna die.
How this will be managed, we're not yet sure.
Deadpool died for a while. Like he was married to death for a while.
Yeah, he dies, but he's too goddamn stubborn to stay dead.
No, he's not too stubborn. He has a healing factor. For a good like 10 or so issues, he was trying to kill himself. He spent like 10 issues just trying to do everything he could to kill himself. He even got the Hulk to atomize the top half of his body. Yeah, so that's kind of all I want to talk about for this week. You guys have anything?
Yeah, Suicide Squad number 5. Or, sorry, 6.
Yes,
6.
Yeah, 6 comes out this week.
6.
6.
6.
6, 6, 6.
6.
So, Shax.
Got nothing because I can't look at anything. Walking Dead.
Yeah, so not much coming out this week, really. Well, not much we want to talk about anyway. So, moving on to next week, I guess. So, next week, Army of Darkness issue 1 comes out.
Fuck. Ooh. Yes.
It's from Dynamite.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's fucking Army of Darkness, dude. Of course, it's cool. I'm looking through the list now. Boop, 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 boop. Wait, I probably should look at this beforehand. So, yeah, we got Avenging Spider-Man issue 4. That's a good thing. Yeah, so I think I'm just going to cut it here.
I actually did pick out one thing from each week. So Venom 13.2.
Oh, yeah, 13.2.
I'll have to catch up. I'll try. We'll see.
It's pretty easy to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I read it as much as I read Ultimate Spider-Man, no problem.
Oh, yeah, dude, you definitely should. It's a good series. It's really great. I'm surprisingly good for something with a guy who's a drunk and has no legs.
And, you know, was kind of a dick in any other... Well, he was a dick before.
Yeah, he was a dick before, then he grew up.
And got patriotic, which, you know,
and he lost
I'm not exactly a fan of.
And he lost his legs.
And hit the bottle.
Yeah, which is, you know, always fun. Then he started dating Betty Brant. So, yeah. So, I guess it's going to do it for this week. So, join myself, Bovi, and Punchatron tomorrow for the anime podcast. Shax will be back on Friday, hopefully with his internet working.
Yeah.
And also this Friday we will be releasing our Ali thing that I don't think we talked about on the podcast that we talked about before. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at DeathStoreProds. You can follow me at Deadman_DDProds, at Bobiwan, and at FuckShax. We're on Facebook. Like us on there. We're on Google+. Follow us on there. Subscribe to the RSS. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And, you know, interact with us for fuck's sake. You know, we have forums for a reason.
We're lonely.
We need people to talk to us to make us feel important. You know, what we're doing
we
actually.
Want your feedback.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, people. So, yeah, we are doing. Yeah, we have forums, we have a whole bunch of shit. So, yeah. Do that now. Like, right now. Stop listening to this and go there now.
Go now. Go.
Yes. What are you still doing here? Stop listening to this. We're just ranting. Go, 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 go.
It's stop. Go, go. Go.
Yes. Yes. Run. Don't walk to the forums. So, yeah. Until next time, though. I'm Dead.
I'm Obi-Wan.
I'm Shax versus cheerleaders zombied by chainsaws with puppy dogs. Yeah. We'll issue number one.
Coming soon from Dynamite. We'll see you guys next time.